The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning, but I'm here with Savannah. Good morning, Savannah.
Good morning.
Good morning. You know what? Are you ready for today?
Yes.
It's going to be a wild and crazy day today, and you're going to be part of it.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Hey, our phone numbers here are 605-4567, or you can even call 4566. They both come into the same spot, and maybe others. We're also streaming live at KCNR1460.com, so hop in there. And can I say it's the 1st of May, and as I used to say in college, as we used to chant, hooray, hooray for the 1st of May. Outdoor beer drinking starts today, because I went to a school that was cold up until then. Well, not really. We could have done it out in January, too, but that's what we used to chant that. Do you all chant that over at Bethel?
No, not so much.
Not exactly those.
Not exactly.
Outdoor prayer starts today.
Yes.
There you go.
There it is.
Savannah, what's the weather look like here?
Well, currently it is 60 degrees, going to get up to a high near 91, and tonight's going to be a low around 60. Saturday's going to be a high of 85, Saturday night a low of 59, and Sunday's going to be a high of 84 and a low of 59.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey. Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. It's a veteran-owned business, and you can give them a call at 365-3793. Senior and veterans discounts all the time. A lot of things going on, so let me start hitting a few of these right now. Reading Regional Chapter of the Safari Club International. My friends, I've been talking about it. There's like 200 people going to this. There's probably room for a few others. It is probably one of the best times you're going to get. Safari Club International stands up for your hunting rights, and that's what they do. And the money that they collect, everything that they collect here is, well, I say everything. The money they collect here is used for events like Wounded Warriors hunting trips right around here in this area, fishing and hunting trips for kids with special needs in this area. Turkeys, they buy a lot of turkeys each year for Good News Rescue Mission. And then they have a scholarship. And they give a scholarship each year to a senior from the Shasta or from Reading area, so they can help them go to school. And this one this year, I can't mention it, but I'll tell you off air because you'll like it. You'll like that, Savannah, where they're going. They have auctions, drawings, guns. The best collection of guns that can be raffled off or auctioned off than you're going to see anywhere in this area. I mean, better than Guns of Gun Owners of California, better than Ducks Unlimited, better than Rocky Mountain, elk. Everything. These are just quality guns provided by Old West. Plus, you have a chance for maybe getting elk, reg stag, or wild boar hunts. There's a lot of things going on. So how do you find out where to go? You give Larry a call at 474-5075, or you check out the website, scireading.org. They're going to have people, a lot of people at our tables, but we're going to have a great time. If you want to come in and go with us, we'll just set you in there. We'll fit you in. Okay. Spencer.
Good morning.
Spencer is with us from Haven Humane.
This morning, I brought with me Dante, who is
a... You brought a bodyguard.
I did bring a bodyguard, except for he's not going to guard much.
I don't think he's going to be... He looks like he's not really too excited about anything that's going on here.
No, he's intimidating looking, but he is not intimidating himself at all. He's a three-year-old Mastiff mix, brindle in color, about 100 pounds.
This dog is an imposing dog. His appearance is imposing. But I can tell you what kind of attitude this dog has. Every dog from 1 pound to 50 pounds that has come in here has growled at the Bob. They see the Bob, and they growl at him. Dante went out there and licked his face. So I'm not sure, except that this dog is a friendly dog. He's big. You can walk down the trail with him. You could ride down the river trail with him, ride on him on the river trail. And trust me, nobody is going to bother you. The police will tip their hats to you. The transients along the trail will fall down on their backs and probably urinate on themselves if they try anything, if this dog even looks at them. This dog is imposing looking, but look at him, licking your hand. He is so good. And he's rated for families with kids 5 and older.
Which is amazing for a large dog.
Yes, and why is that?
You know, the only reason he's even rated for 5 and older is just because he's a little bouncy from time to time. He can knock over a small child.
He can knock over, he can knock over our intern, Jerry. So, no, I'm just kidding. But you know what? He comes in, I mean, you went, sit. Boom, planted that butt on the ground. I looked right up and going, yeah, yeah, I'm doing this. I'm good.
He's laying here in the studio with – there's 4 of us in here. He's got his back legs sprawled all the way out.
He's got that frog look. You know those frog looks?
Yeah.
When dogs get on the ground with the frog look, their legs all spread out. Hey, he's a good dog.
He's just happy and content. He's a great dog. He does well with all other dogs. I've introduced him to my 4-pound Chihuahua all the way up to another Mastiff his size.
No problem with that.
No problem at all. I mean, they can jump on him. They can bite at him. And he's just like, eh. You know, he just really doesn't care.
A 4-pound dog biting him, he probably doesn't even know it. He probably reaches over and scratches like a flea. Okay, now... Where'd you get him?
You know, believe it or not, he came in to us as a stray, I believe about 2 months ago. He's been
walked
with us
in,
for a while.
Said, yeah, I need a hotel for the night.
Yes.
Yeah, I need a room for the night. You got one?
And he hasn't left yet.
He hasn't left. It's kind of like my cousin.
Yeah. So. You know, he's an amazing dog all the way around. Walks perfect on a leash. Like this morning, I took him out of his kennel. Normally, I leash him before I even take him out of the kennel. I know Mark's listening. He's going to give me grief when I get back to the shelter, but I open up the kennel door and I'm all, come on, Dante, no leash or anything. He follows me all the way up to the lobby, sits there, lets me put on his harness, and he's like, all right, where are we going? Loads right up into the van. Amazing dog.
This is a Savannah, hop in here. You see it every week. You see the dogs just like I do. What do you think about this one? I mean, are you kind of surprised about the gentleness of this dog?
First impression, you're like, that's a big dog.
That's a big dog. And he yawns, and it's like you could put Savannah's head in his mouth. But
he is gentle. He's just laying right there.
And he comes over and he licks you. He smells your hand, gives you a lick, and he looks at you. I mean, you know, he's around people. Now, this is all brand new to him, and he is so calm.
He is. It's just – I can't say enough good things about this dog. He needs a home today. He is ready to go home today.
You know what? If things are a little bit different, Dante may have had a home right now. You would I just said leave him today. And I would have or even on better yet on payday, and I said, okay, anybody wants your check, it's on Dante's forehead. All right. So okay, so how do people get Dante?
So you could stop by the shelter at 7449 East Side Road, or you could give us a call at 241-1653.
I really like this dog. I mean, I really like this dog. He's got character. He's got this gentleness, this quietness about him. Yet he, you know, if you wanted somebody to have in the house that barks if somebody's coming in, I mean, is he a barker?
You know, I personally have never heard him bark.
Yeah. That's, you know what? He is.
However, you know, once he gets in a home environment and establishes his area.
Yeah, and he becomes territorial in the good sense, you know, like all dogs do.
And I'm sure he would definitely alert if there was somebody doing stuff that they weren't supposed to.
That's right. And you know, if I had the dog like Dante, next time Steve Allen came by with his dog and threatened me. Yeah, look at my dog. My dog's bigger than your dog. You know, he would have had dog envy. So, okay. Give everybody the call again.
241-1653. Please take him home today.
What else do we have to talk about, Spencer?
So we actually have a couple things. We have our dogathon coming up a week from tomorrow. It's one of our main fundraisers of the year. It's going to be fun for the whole family. We'll have a 5K doggy run in the morning, the dogathon itself with lots of vendors and booths in the afternoon. And then in the evening time, we'll have a boot scootin' doggy barbecue and concert.
What a great time. That's because the guy that's singing, I mean, this guy's like
Chad Bushnell.
Chad Bushnell. I mean, this guy, isn't he like national already?
I believe so.
He's taking that next step going to the big time. He's already
heard
pretty
great
big.
Things.
Yeah, super. Anything else?
We have this Sunday we'll be at on California and Sacramento Street with our big mobile adoption unit.
This
Sunday.
Okay, because?
Because the Streets Are Alive
event. That's right. This is where they're closing. If you have not heard this, my friends, they're closing the streets. They're closing California Street from Tehama to west.
Yes.
Or south.
Yes.
And so it's this whole area's down there. You can come down and walk. You can ride your bicycle. And you're going to have the adoption event. So, I hope that he's not there.
I hope that he's not there either. But if he doesn't find a home by Sunday, he will definitely be with me.
You could adopt that dog and he could pull your bike up the hill, up Placer, all the way. In fact, you would probably want to bring him with you on that slip and slide they're talking about on Placer.
I would love to bring him on that.
Pay $10 with him and $15 for yourself, or just get a $50 all day pass for you and Dante and slide down the super slide.
I think that's an amazing thing.
You like that idea?
Yes. Okay. I will be there.
Is there anything else?
We do today. We have our last thing. We started it last week. Our Hot Dogs and Cool April Cats special is running through tomorrow, where all of our adoption fees on dogs and cats have been greatly discounted.
Great. Now, Spencer, I want you to go back and tell Mark's story. I don't want to hear another word about this.
Okay.
All right. Hey, everybody, really, please, take my word for it. This dog looks like really a good dog.
I mean,
He's sitting, laying straight out here. We've got everything going on. People stepping over him, the whole thing. He doesn't care. He's a good, solid dog.
He really is. Right. And he needs a home today.
Great. Okay. Hey, thanks a lot, Spencer. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show has been brought to you by our friends at Four Winds Jewelry. Leonard and his associates they have the selection of jewelry that you want. That's right, that you want, that your significant other wants. Estate jewelry that is just exceptional, plus any other type of jewelry. Ask Leonard what you have, and Leonard will make a deal with you. Leonard believes in the fact he wants to sell his jewelry. He's got great selections, and he's willing to make a deal. All of this at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, across from Sierra Gibbs, open Monday through Friday from 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
Celebrate the heritage of Shasta Lake City this Friday and Saturday at the annual Shasta Damboree. Enjoy the Big Idea Science Fair 9 to 1 at the Shasta Dam Visitor Center. Then the For Pete's Sake Show and Shine Poker Run Barbecue and 50s Music 4 to 8 p.m. in Clarangle Park. Saturday's Pancake Breakfast is 6 to 10 a.m. at the Shasta Lake Fire Hall, followed by the parade and a day in the park with music, craft fair, and kids activities till 5 p.m. For more information and entry forms, go online to ShastaDamboree.org. Come celebrate those who came to build a dam and stayed to build a dream at the Shasta Damboree this Friday and Saturday.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I have seen a big increase in the ethanol-free 93, so everyone's starting to do yard work. So come on in and fill up your jugs. We got another load of barbecue bottles in, so come in and grab an extra one. We just got a fresh load of race car fuel and methanol for all the off-highway tractor guys, red diesel, hydraulic oil, grease in barrels and tubes. We do sell bulk oil. If you need a quart or 55 gallons, we got you covered. If you need an extra storage tank, give us a call. We have a few used ones and comm vaults. Northern Lights Energy, where you can still talk to real people and not answering machines. Farm, ranch, logging, and construction, we cover them all. Corning, Weaverville, Redding, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas. I've been in practice for 10 years as owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. Not only do we have fun seeing entire families and athletes, but we see the hard workers of this town. We love our occupational athletes. Work better, feel better, reduce injury, prevent chronic disease, boost metabolism, increase energy and productivity, live a healthier and pain-free life with my new exercise app for your phone and computer. Check us out on Facebook at HealthWise Chiropractic. For a free one-month trial, use Dr. Maria 1. We love our occupational athletes at HealthWise Chiropractic.
Reading Rodeo Week is quickly approaching, and the festivities start with the biggest little steak feed under the stars, happening May 9th, 2015. Gates open at 5:30 to dinner, dancing, and live entertainment by The Billies. Tickets are available now for the Steak Feed and the Reading Rodeo. Grab them at readingrodeo.com or stop in to the rodeo box office.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and they call me the Mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the Bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
Catch us here every Sunday morning from 8 to 9.
On KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame, I don't know where I came from. I was born and raised in the boondocks.
If I can...
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda. Linda's on assignment this morning, but I'm here with Savannah and Jerry and Jess Bob in the other room. Good morning, everybody. It is 7:22 in the morning, 60 degrees out there. It's going to be going up into the 80s today, maybe even the low 90s. Yeah, weather's going to be like that throughout the weekend. Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, ranked a top 100 hospital in the nation for 3 years in a row, plus one of the top 50 cardiac units in the United States, right here in Reading, right here at Shasta Regional Medical Center, where they know they can change, they can always change the body, but treating people well can change their lives. That's pretty cool. And the fact that, as we talked about yesterday, you know, not to change the subject, but as we talked about yesterday, that SEIU, in their continued attacks on this hospital and the people in the prime, the people that own the, this hospital and many others, their lap dog senator, Dr. Pan, has introduced a bill to, aimed directly at the prime people about turning drunk people loose or having the police come and pick up drunks, saying that's dangerous. The whole thing is as the Record Searchlight in a great article, investigative piece, and then in their editorial pointed out, has nothing to do with real science or real medicine. This is an example of a union trying to go after this organization, because when they come in and take over a failing, bankrupt hospital, the people there are being treated so well, they kick out the unions. Oh, how about that? Yeah. Well, that's how I feel. Okay. What do we got here? Oh, you know, we announced that Congressman LaMalfa was going to be on our show now. And I got an email from him this morning saying that he has been called into all types of votes going on this morning, and he sends his apologies to everybody. But I think we can go on for that. Now, the reason that we played New York, New York is last night at the Cascade Theater, Steve Lippia. And this gentleman is a Las Vegas entertainer. He's Grammy nominated. And he's been on the show a couple of times. And the first time I talked to him, I kind of thought it was going to be one of these. He puts on the hat, comes out, and imitates Frank Sinatra. You know, one of those things like the Rat Pack comes in, and it's Dino and Frank and Sammy. No, you know, he quickly pointed out, no, he says, I've had my own act in Vegas for a long time. This is just me covering those songs, you know, singing those songs that a lot of people like that. You know, Frank Sinatra recorded over 1,500 songs. And last night, Steve Lippia just did an outstanding job. 10-piece orchestra. The people really, really – and the Cascade was just filled. I mean, the lower section and the top section were just filled. And he did a masterful job. A couple of standing ovations, a lot of applause. And he doesn't – he's not trying to imitate Sinatra. He doesn't have the Sinatra voice. But he sings very, very well. So last night was really enjoyable. You know, Linda can drag me to these sometimes. I was so happy I went to this one last night. I went with our good friends, Bertha and Mike Michalak, and we sat there and just thoroughly enjoyed ourselves. And he sang the famous Bobby Darin hit, Mac the Knife. Outstanding job on that. Anyway, if you didn't go to that, you missed a good time, but there will be other times that you'll be able to go. There was an editorial. Let me pass. I'm going to I'm going to skip that. I'm going to come back to that one later. 8 o'clock this morning, we have Dr. Patty Bay with us today. We're going to be talking about death with dignity. It's an interesting concept, and we have not had this kind of show on before, but I think it's time because we're seeing things that are happening around us. Death with dignity, and a California lady went to Oregon. She had brain cancer, and she chose that not to live like that and to watch her life come apart and live the pain. So she chose to end her life then, death with dignity. It's raised a lot of consternation in people because, you know, what are the parameters around us? But we're going to talk about that at 8 o'clock, death with dignity. Okay, I'm giving a warning right now to everybody. Red light camera at Hilltop and Cypress is now active. Up to now, it hasn't been. It's been blinking in, kind of warning you. This has got to be the worst intersection in Redding, maybe even Northern California. Savannah, you've been down there?
Yes, I have. I saw it go up. I saw it go up.
The red light, the cameras?
Yep, and my roommate, she came home the other day, and she's from Germany, so she was driving here. Obviously, she has a license, but she saw it flash at her, and I was like, uh-oh. I'm like,
That didn't count yet.
It doesn't count yet. That's
it
good. I can tell her that.
It counts today. Starting today, it counts. Now, frankly, when you try to make a turn at Hilltop and Cypress, people are rude. They don't give a darn where that light says. They'll just keep pulling out. They'll pull out in front of you, and then they block the intersection. Like, it's like, oh, I didn't know that the car in front of me was stopped. I'm just out here blocking you because you're in the left turn lane, right, to go up Hilltop. Oh, am I blocking you? Oh, you know, you kind of look around, and you're looking at them. You're staring at them. Linda says, don't you honk. I went, just don't honk at them. I said, they're rude. You know what? Their time is more important than my time. Where did that come from? And she goes, don't honk at them. I said, okay. So I shot through their window. No, okay, I'm just kidding. Speaking of that, there's eggs. Somebody's car outside. Did you notice that?
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, let's go back to the red light camera. We'll go back to the car later. The red light camera, it's going now. And you know what? Good. I hope it changes the behavior at that light. Now, you're talking to a guy that doesn't like red light cameras because his wife goes through them. But the fact is that intersection of all intersections, they should put two red light cameras on there and then just get, you know, I don't know, get people from the other side that are running across. But it's a good thing.
I told Linda about it.
Linda goes, oh, that's a good idea. This is Linda who would go out and spray paint red light cameras if she had a chance, if she wasn't such a law-abiding citizen. So that's going to be there. So I'm warning everybody right now, don't be complaining. And when you get that $550 ticket, because that's what it is. And another great editorial came out of the Sacramento Bee that says, what goes on that you get a ticket that's like $100, and by the time you add on the charges, the fees, and everything, it comes a $500 ticket. Now this $500 ticket you're looking at, well, I can't pay that $500 ticket. You know, I live paycheck to paycheck. I've got to pay my rent. I'm taking care of my kids and all this. A $500 ticket because I've got a busted light on my car? Are you kidding me? And so what happens? Too bad. So you don't pay it. So now what happens? They'll suspend your license. They suspend your license. And so now you've got to drive to try and get to work because you're on a suspended license. Now they catch you, and guess what? Now they put you in jail, take you in there, and they beat you. Did you know that? Okay, maybe they don't do the beating, but they will arrest you and bring you in because you're driving on a suspended license. They will confiscate your car all because you had a broken lens on your rear lens, on your car. Where does that make sense, Savannah? Where does that make sense that you would do that? Why isn't there such a way as that? And there's like something like $10 billion in unpaid.
$10 billion?
Something like, well, it's a lot, $100 million. It was into the, at least the millions, lots of millions of unpaid traffic fines in the state.
Ooh.
Okay, I may have exaggerated about the billions, but it seems to me I saw that. Anyway, but there's millions and millions of dollars unpaid fines. So what happens? So now you've got these people that could lose their license and lose their job. Does this make sense? Not the way I said it.
I think for me, if I've ever had a traffic ticket, I've paid it. that. I mean, like, I guess I thought that's what I had to do.
Well, you do have to do it. I mean, that's what we do. But the problem is that people that get hit with, you know, like a minor – I'm not talking felony offense here. I'm talking about a minor offense. By the time you add on all the fees and everything, it goes up to like $300, $400. Well, they don't have that money. And then so what do you do then? Well, you know, I don't have the money to pay this. Well, we're going to give you 3 or 4 months to pay this. So you figure out what part of your life you're going to change to pay this $500. And there's no reason for it. Only thing it is they're physically assaulting us for money. That's what the state's doing. I mean, that's all it is. We want money to run this. We need money to do this. You know, the city of Reading doesn't get all that money. It doesn't come back to the city of Reading with $500. No. They only get like 40 out of the whole thing. Anyway, okay. I feel much better. Car outside.
The eggs.
What happened?
They're even cooked eggs.
They're so hard-boiled eggs. What is this?
Someone's getting punked.
Yeah, there's a white car parked out there every so often. I think, you know, in between our offices and another office. And today I walked in, and there's a girl standing out there with, you know, with like flowery pants on and all this, like maybe workout clothes. And she's standing by the car. And she walks on up the stairs, upstairs here. And I go by the car, and it's just filled with the whole thing has just been trashed with hard-boiled eggs. Not raw eggs, but hard-boiled eggs. I mean, what's that say?
Oh, well, either they're playing a game, or that car shouldn't be parked there anymore. Who knows?
Who knows? Okay. All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. We've got some of our bicycle guys coming in here. And this portion of the show has been brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction, Ted Leidy, and his team of NRA instructors. And they're all NRA instructors. Provide some of the most complete concealed carry classes that you're going to find in California, period. And when you say California, you can even say the states. When you leave the concealed carry class that Northern Firearms Instruction teaches, you know how to shoot, you know how to safety, how to unload and unload all types of pistols. You feel like you've got the knowledge that you're safer and you've got a lot more confidence in this. Whether you carry a gun ever after that, you have the knowledge now to make guns safe and to inspect guns and know that they're either loaded or unloaded and how to make them a safe weapon. All of this, and if you when you take the class, NFI, if you don't have a gun already, a pistol already, we'll provide a free firearm rental and ammunition for the class and then help you pick out the pistol that is right for you. Register online at readingccw.com or call NFI at 999-1822. We'll be right back. It's Friday, the 1st of May. It's 7:32 in the morning, 60 degrees out there.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Our culture of compassionate, patient-centered quality healthcare is our mission at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Providing superior clinical excellence across a wide array of specialties is why Shasta Regional is ranked as one of America's top 100 hospitals for the second year in a row and named again as a top 50 cardiovascular hospital. We are proud to be recognized as a leader for quality care and patient outcomes, and for our commitment to treating people well in our community. Taking a kinder, more gentle approach to wellness is an important part of healthcare. We strive to make minimally invasive diagnostic and treatment decisions whenever possible, helping patients receive the best care available, resulting in quicker recovery and a rapid return to normal activities. At Shasta Regional, our physicians, nurses, and staff emphasize treating the whole person and not simply the ailment, resulting in the highest level of care. We know medical care can change the body, but treating people well can change lives.
Hi, this is Erin.
And this is Bill.
We're back. We the People Radio goes beyond the mainstream media soundbites this Sunday in our brand new time slot, noon to 2 p.m.
We're back on the radio thanks to our many loyal listeners and new sponsors. Even our website has a new look. Check it out, wethepeopleradio.us.
We heard from all of you here locally in the KCNR listening area and the folks who listen online at wethepeopleradio.us. Span the globe. London, Israel, South Korea, lots of folks around the United States. They've sent us many programs we can't wait to do.
You know, for almost 4 years, we've spoken to famous and not so famous people from around the world who bring a perspective of limited constitutional government, fiscal responsibility, free markets, and common sense.
Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us for extensive archives and upcoming show information.
It's the most fun you can have with topics that will make your blood boil.
We the People, now on Sundays from noon to 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
More, much more than this, I did it my way. Yes, there were times, I'm sure you knew, when I bit off more than I could chew.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Abad. I wanted to play that last point about, yes, there were times when I bit off more than I could chew. But you know what? I chewed and chewed and chewed. It's 7:35 in the morning and 60 degrees out there. Phone lines here, 605-4567. The reason we're playing that is last night Steve Lippi was at the Cascade doing Sinatra. But we're going to get back into other music after this. Things that, you know, from Streets of Fire and the Alamo and those kind of things. Anyway, welcome back, my friends. You know what? Last night, you know, we're on the go so much that being able to get a good night's sleep is so important. And that Sleep Number bed that we have is just, you know, we've been talking about it now for well over a year. And, you know, frankly, it's does it make a difference? You know, you have to ask yourself, does it make a difference? It absolutely does make a difference. When we go and sleep in another bed, it's just you don't sleep as well as you do when you come back and you can have your own sleep number setting. My sleep number setting is 45. Linda's sleep number setting is 40. But with the dual air technology, we can sleep any way we want. If I'm having a type of night where I need to be up at 60 or 65, I can do that. It doesn't bother Linda. And with the new Sleep IQ technology that gives you hints on how to sleep and the best way of sleeping, you can't beat it. And plus the fact this mattress made in America is made in America. It is rated number one by Consumer Reports. Guarantees on it. And right now, you can get save $300 to $800 on a Sleep Number bed with Sleep IQ technology. First, you have to head down to the Sleep Number store in the Target Shopping Center over there by that vitamin store. And I promise you, you see Brian, Janice, or any of the professionals down there, and they will be able to tell you exactly how well you can sleep. Okay? All right. I'm here with Jarrett Yunt, who is from the Shasta County Bike Challenge. But before we do that, we're going to go to Darlene. Did I get your name right here?
Good morning.
Good morning, Darlene. What's up?
Okay. I just saw this on the news this morning. The First Lady was at David Letterman's last night. Did you see that?
No, I don't watch David Letterman.
I don't either. I can't stand him, but it was on the news. She had the Marine Band there to honor him. Now, it seems to me that is a little bit inappropriate. I didn't know the Marine Band could be flown around to, you know, honor talk show people.
Well, you know, with the Obama administration, it appears they can do anything they want, so they can fly the Marine Band and at the cost of that it would take. Probably what they did, though, from Washington, D.C., they put them in buses, if that makes you feel better. So they put them in buses from Washington, D.C., and they went up there, and they serenaded Letterman in some kind of honorarium. But, you know,
why would they honor him?
Well, that's who the president wanted to honor, because I guess Letterman is retiring. So, and, you know, they call the Marine Band, it's the president's own. So they play for a lot of different events. When you go to the White House and they have formals and they have things going out there, that's the Marine Bands you see playing. When we went to, we were invited, not under this president, but under the last president, veterans of the Iraq War went back and they had the Marine Band playing as we were there for breakfast. So it's not unusual. And they play it, and you know, they can bring them in other places. I'm kind of surprised they brought them to the David Letterman show. But then again, nothing this administration does really surprises me.
Well, I thought it was disrespectful to our serviceman, because he's never served to our country. He's never been in the service. He never has said much good about this, our serviceman. He has a phony way of pretending, as he does have someone on there, but he really is not sincere in his respect for our military. And I really thought it was a slap in the face.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you for your comments, darling.
You're welcome.
All right. Thank you. This is a place to call. If you got something that's stuck in your craw like that, please give us a call. Right now, I'm with a guy with a helmet on, so I don't know if he's expecting trouble. Do I need to have a helmet, too?
Safety first.
Okay, safe. Don't, yeah, if you fall off that stool, buddy. Hey, Jarrett Yount, who is with the Shasta County Bike Challenge. There are so many things going on.
I mean,
it even starts this weekend, kind of.
May is bike month, as you know.
Yeah. Hooray for the 1st of May. Outdoor biking starts today.
That's very good. I like that.
You can use it.
Bike month starting off. And actually, this year's ride through Lassen, where they have the no cars in Lassen, is tomorrow. So the
Lassen's open.
Yeah, the bicycles are going to be there tomorrow. No cars. So it's a great way to start off the bike month.
Isn't that up like hills?
There's a few of them up there by that mountain.
I mean, it's like 6,000 feet or something like that.
Pass, is that over 8,000 feet? Yeah.
Can I put my bicycle on my truck, in the back of my truck, and kind of drive up there?
No.
Can I be on my bicycle in the back of my truck as it's driven up there?
Not tomorrow.
Okay. I just wondered.
So Saturday is a good day to get things started with that. And then Sunday, as Shasta Lady Streets is doing their Streets Alive downtown.
Yeah. Well, you know, we live... let me put it this way. We are in the epicenter of everything that's happening in this town where we live.
Yes.
I mean, where the we can drive. I can ride my mountain bike down to the event Sunday.
Yes.
And push it back up the hill to go back. I can ride it. No, I've got lots of gears. All right. Savannah is looking at me askance. She's going, oh, God. But we can do that. Come down and enjoy that. And I think it's going to be a great time.
The weather is perfect for it right now, this time of the year. And it's a good way to kick off the things that will be happening throughout the month of May in Reading. This is something that's all kind of started with Healthy Shasta, and Healthy Shasta wanting people to get out there and be healthy, so get on your bike and ride. So the bike challenge is all about taking the car out of the equation anytime you can. So if you can get on your bike to go to work, you can write it down for your challenge miles. If you're going to the store, write it down for your challenge miles. Any time that you take the car out of the equation and ride your bicycle, you can put your points in for the challenge for the week. And every day you ride, you get a raffle ticket.
Motorcycles don't count.
Motorcycles do not count, even though I like riding those also.
Okay, Jarrett. So for this whole month, there's all types of things going by. And it's a great idea. If you can ride your bicycle to work, you know, once a week, why not do that? I may do that. I could do that.
Check out Shasta County. What is it? The bikechallenge.org.
All right.
ShastaBikeChallenge.org, and you can give a schedule to all the events.
Yeah,
and you can join this event if you're part of the challenge that happens internationally each year from the League of Cyclists, American League of Cyclists. You can also use that system to help count your miles. And
is there like awards or anything?
There are awards.
Okay, so
that's
going to
happen at movie night on the 22nd. So we'll have a movie night downtown and right in front of the Historical Society there. So at the north end of the old mall.
All right. What about the let's talk this kind of a little bit serious here, but
sure.
Helmets.
Yeah,
are a good idea.
Helmets are a great idea.
Even if you're kind of casually riding.
You know that I'm sitting here and I still have my helmet on.
What?
The technology has changed a lot.
I've never seen you without your helmet, though. That's the thing. I mean, I'm not sure that you can take it off, can you?
Well, I'm around you, so I don't take it off.
Right? Thank you. Don't fall off the stool. But it is something. You know what,
frankly, the technology has changed so much over the years. I've cycled all the time, and just in the last, since like 2000, the helmet has... It's very comfortable. You just leave it on your head now, where before it's like, got to get this thing off my head as soon as possible.
Well, I was riding, seriously riding. I always had helmets on because, you know, watching people go down, and if you're racing in triathlons and things, people go down, and
definitely.
I see them bouncing their heads off the ground, and it took me only like one time to see that before the helmet came on, and they were, you know, kind of lightweight, not streamlined so much like that, but, you know, it was, everybody wore one.
$40, $50 now is what you're out there for, yeah. And
and having been in riding my motorcycle and hadn't been bounced off the ground when somebody T-boned me one time, and after I stopped, you know, streaming down the road with my bike, and I came back, and when I was aware of where I was all the time, I had my helmet afterwards, and I looked at it, and you could see where that helmet had hit the ground hard enough to take a chunk out of it, about a quarter in diameter. And those kind of things, you go, well, okay.
And you could still go home that night and comb your hair and not have a problem with combing
it. Not exactly going home that night, but I could comb my hair if I had any.
Yeah.
Okay. And that doesn't mean I've lost my hair. It just means that I had a Marine Corps haircut. Okay, Jared, how can people now do this? You know, because I'm kind of stoked up about this. So I want to ride my bike to work.
We're looking
at least once.
Like I said, this is all healthy Shasta things. So you go to the ShastaBikeChallenge.org, and there's an event, you know, a schedule there, and there's links that you can sign up to do everything that you want to do. Check out the website is probably the best way to get going on that.
ShastaBike.org.
ShastaBikeChallenge.org.
Challenge.org. Okay, and remember this Sunday, they're going to have – the streets are going to be closed from Tehama to South.
Right.
And California is going to be closed from – not all streets. California is going to be closed from Tehama to South Street. And you can come down, you can walk, you can ride your bicycle, you can
there's going to be some different demonstrations, a lot of information.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess the trick BMX rider guys are coming into town, so there's going to be a half pipe set up, and there's going to be guys doing tricks on bikes like that.
Oh, I've done that before.
Yeah.
By accident, because I've hit the wrong spot there and went up in the air and over. Okay.
Other events, the following weekend, there'll be like a bike. This is kind of it's almost like a cocktail hour kind of thing or whatever. They're going to have all the food trucks there and stuff like that. This will be at the Sundial Bridge. Put on by the Turtle Bay guys and the team from Owens Pharmacy is the big spearhead behind that one. And like I said, we'll have the movie night at the end. There's yoga classes that you can take that are specified towards biking. So if you get all kinked up on your bike, you can go stretch it out with some of this. What else do we have? Caltrans has been really involved with things here recently, as you know, with the lanes downtown and whatnot. Mm-hmm. They'll have a time where you can ride with some of the guys that make those decisions.
ShastaBikeChallenge.org.
That's the one.
Going to be a lot of things going on. If you spend another minute here, I have to start charging you.
Right.
Jared, thanks a lot for coming by. You know what? Hey, as this month goes along, fly through here again, and let's talk about some of the things, you know, that are coming up.
Let's take
a few minutes to do that.
If you promise to get on your bike and ride.
You know what? I'm going to do that. Linda got me a mountain bike.
This
and, I've had it out twice.
Yeah, it's a great place for it.
It is. You know, I was going through the gears, and I looked like a chipmunk in one of those little those little barrels, and they're running as fast as they can. And they're going like 2 inches. And I kind of had to get my gearing back up.
That's a good way to learn it, because the saying is you got to spin it to win it.
There you go. Okay. Thanks a lot. Jarrett Yunt from Shasta Bike Challenge is here. And we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages. It is 7:48 in the morning, 66 degrees on the 1st of May.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
loves a fun afternoon with your girlfriends. I know I do.
I love it too. Then come on down and join me, Linda Bott,
and me, Molly Kidd,
for the 4th annual Chicks and Chaps event and raise awareness and money to fight breast cancer.
Stay after in the VIP special section during Tough Enough to Wear Pink Night at the Reading Rodeo that evening.
The deadline is May 1st and it's quickly approaching, so put on your pink and grab your application at readingrodeo.com. Chicks and Chaps,
girls, it's a blast!
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Shelly is grateful for birthdays and girlfriends. Her friend Laura encouraged her to get a mammogram on her birthday at MD Imaging's Women's Imaging Center. The Women's Imaging Center's devotion to women's health and quality images makes MD Imaging the right choice. Now, Shelly visits MD Imaging every year on her birthday. From our new 3D mammography screening to ultrasound, breast MRIs to biopsies, MD Imaging is defining what's next.
As we join Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop, we find him with new recruits.
Bob is cool and Bob is swell. He didn't come out of a well.
So, do you have what it takes to be Mount Shasta Springwater?
Yes, sir. I'm pure and natural, sir.
And why are you here?
Because I don't want to be filtered, sir.
All right, drips or drops, you've got what it takes. So be pure and make America proud.
Bob is cool and he's on top. He's by far the coolest drop. Yes, sir.
Mount Shasta Springwater. Pure and simple. Naturally the best.
And all American, too.
Streets of Fire. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bott. Linda is on sabbatical. Well, really, she's on assignment. Oh, she's on an assignment doing a sabbatical. 66 degrees out there, 10 minutes till 8 o'clock in the morning, 605-4567. It's Friday. It's May the 1st. Yes! Give me a call. You got something on your mind? I have a few things I'm talking about. But this portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair, Jeff Wurst, a veteran. And as a veteran-owned business, can fix anything on your windshield, from chips to cracks over 24 inches in length. That's right. And he guarantees his work. Doesn't get any better than that. Jeff Wurst, Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair, veteran-owned business. I'm going to start pointing this out to people. You know, people talk about you want to support, God, you know, I support the veterans. Well, if you want to support veterans, support the businesses that they own. They give good service. They, you know, and they guarantee their work at Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Maybe you ought to find out. Veteran-owned business. There ought to be something maybe on their window that you can see that. Or something that says veteran-owned business. Or maybe a disabled veteran-owned business. If you want to say thank you, but by doing business with them. Give them a call at 241-8373 or stop by 3208 Market Street right here in Redding. Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. All right. Things. Okay, let's go to the editorial today. Isn't it funny how the Record Searchlight that I'm going to talk about two editorials they had. One, I think, is completely wrong. And the other one, I think, is completely right. Is that the way an editorial page is supposed to be? It seems like there's a... this will go on for earlier from Saturday. They think it's okay to release info on those who possess CCW permits, concealed carry permits. There's an assembly bill, 1154, that wants to prevent the personal information of CCW permit holders to be released. The Record Searchlight says, no, we need to know. This was the Sunshine Bill, which, of course, a Sunshine Bill that was voted on by 83% of the people who approved it, was to be able to keep track of the senators and congressmen, the elected officials, not to release the information of non-public figures. Where does it say that because Mr. Smith has a concealed carry permit, that he is now a public person, that he needs to have his address and his name published like they did back east, if you remember that. Record Searchlight seems to think that's a good idea. Oh, no, we have to be able to do that. We need to know who's got concealed carry permits. Why? Why? Why do you know? Need to know. There's a letter to the editor today from a gent by the name of John Souza. He said they deserve privacy. He says, what difference does it make? How many times have people with concealed carry permits committed violent crimes with guns? That's a good point. I bet you're going to find if you ask the sheriff or the chief of police how many times it is, it's like almost zero. So this kind of thing is you know, it's an intrusion into people's privacy. Okay. Record Searchlight. Record Searchlight today. God, you guys are smart. Where is the transparency? If you haven't seen it on Reading.com, go out and read this. You know the battle that the Downtown Reading Business Association is having with parts of the city council. City council, for some reason, well, Kristen Schrader, really, who started this, wants to do away with the DRBA. And this Tuesday, they're going to vote on that. Why? Well, Kristen says it's because, well, they're not following the Brown Act. Nobody in the institution knew they were supposed to be following the Brown Act. I know I'm on the board. And what about when we say that? How about that city employee who is our liaison, has been there 3 years? He didn't know we came under the Brown Act. Excuse me, but they're there too, a kind of liaison. He didn't liaise, did he? And then there's a couple of things. How are they spending their money? Blah, 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 blah. Well, you want to know how they're spending their money? Read the editorial today. How about the fact that the board's dedicated $500 a month through March of 2016 for a two-day-a-week Sweet Street program using the Shasta County Opportunity Center crews? Those crews are the ones that have development challenges, but yet they're out there, they're working, they're earning money. And this is what the DRBA wanted to spend money for. Some of the things they want to spend money for is cleaning up the downtown in the bid. The business district down here in the downtown business district. What are those other nefarious things that Downtown Reading Business Association is doing? Huh? Spending money on pole dancing? No. They're spending money on buying trash cans. $10,000 worth of these big trash cans. These 10 new cans fashioned right downtown at Gerlinger Steel and Supply will be placed within the improvement district that DRBA was formed to manage. Now, these cans are not the kind you can just get into and ravage through like the ones behind most businesses there, what those things are called. These are built so you can't get into them. It's like bear proof so that people can't get in and just spread the litter. So those are two things. Now, the other things they're doing is they bought two bicycles for the police to have. Another nefarious project that they did because everybody wanted to see bike patrols. Well, what did the Downtown Reading Business Association do? Bought bikes. Now, this sounds to me like an association that needs to be done away with, right? Because they're helping the people downtown, the ones in the bid. Money's collected from the businesses downtown. And this money is supposed to be used to help businesses downtown. It takes about $32,000 annually. It's not a lot of money. And they've used the money sometimes to help Viva Downtown, which has started Market Fest and has morphed into a lot of other things. But it seems like, you know, Viva Downtown has people on their board, has nothing to do with downtown. There are businesses on their board that has nothing to do downtown. And Viva Downtown, in some cases, has just completely kept downtown businesses out of street fairs because they don't want them there. Viva Downtown should have downtown businesses, shouldn't it? Well, find out who's on the board. Take a look at that. And they've got $180,000 budget, and they make money. Downtown Reading Business Association spends the money of the people downtown to do things for people downtown. With a closed-door session on April 1st, led by Councilwoman Kristen Schrader, according to the paper, that they generated no reported action and a minimum of panel discussion, yet the council was ready to vote on dismantling the bid. There's a lot of things going on here. The paper says that has leveled an accusation that the Brown Act violations by the city council. Okay. These are the people we elected in there. They want to do away with the Downtown Reading Business Association. They moved the public comment portion to the end of the assembly, the city council meetings. They did away with the Reading Electric Commission, yet they don't do away with the committees that they like. Things that may give them a different viewpoint on what's happening. It seems like our city council doesn't like it. And if they want to do, they want to hand, you know, something over to somebody else, they find ways of getting rid of those organizations. Read the Record Searchlight's editorial. Read yesterday's article about where this money has been spent. It's a great article. It's a very fair article, as is the Record Searchlight's editorial. All right. Hey, when we come back, we're going to have Dr. Patty Bay is joining us. We're going to talk the death with dignity question. And this is a pretty serious question. I know it's on a Friday, but this is something that's time has come. That something that we need to talk about is people that are ravaged with illnesses, ravaged with painful illnesses, have very few choices of what they can do in with their lives and how they can and how they have charge of their lives. And this is something that Dr. Bay wants to talk about. And we want to look at it from all aspects, from all sides of the question when we get back. This is Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460. It's 66 degrees out there today on May the 1st. It's 8 o'clock in the morning.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A big development this morning in the case of the police custody death of a suspect in Baltimore. The state's attorney says that Freddie Gray's arrest was illegal and that she plans to file charges.
The findings of our comprehensive, thorough, and independent investigation, coupled with the medical examiner's determination that Mr. Gray's death was a homicide, which we received today, has led us to believe that we have probable cause to file criminal charges.
As Baltimore City State's Attorney Marilyn Mosby. Meanwhile, another relatively calm night last night on the streets of Baltimore.
If you remember the media.
The nighttime curfew remains in effect throughout the weekend, though, according to Baltimore Police Commissioner Anthony Batch.
We have residents and business people who are saying, can we take the curfew away? Things are settled. Can you kind of retract some of the curfew ordinance? I would say this, although we've had 2 days of peace and quiet, we still have a weekend to make it through. I ask for your patience.
Baltimore has been on edge since the death last month of 25-year-old Freddie Gray, who died in police custody after mysteriously sustaining a severe spine injury. In Los Angeles today, Prime Minister Shinzo Abe heading to a session with Japanese Americans to talk about expanded trade between his country and the United States.
We should not resort to protectionism, but we should try to realize free trade under rules, and that will lead to a prosperous world.
The Japanese Prime Minister at the halfway point of his 3-day visit to California. Asian leader sent to attend a Japan-U.S. Economic Forum in Los Angeles today. Americans still appear to be buying cars and trucks at a brisk pace. Fiat Chrysler says it posted a 6% increase in U.S. sales last month. It was led by a record sales for Jeeps, but the results fell a little short of what analysts were expecting. All automakers set to be reporting their April sales figures today. This is SRN News.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was in college, and I used my credit cards as a source of income, and I got into a lot of debt.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
The customer service at Trinity is excellent. They take all of your bills and put them all together. It's one single easy payment.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Almost 1 week now following the devastating earthquake in Nepal, there is an ongoing effort in the country's capital, Kathmandu, to save what's left of several historic buildings there.
Almost a week since that devastating quake rocked Nepal. Extraordinary scenes of humanity, brick by brick, people here, they're all volunteers who are helping the police and the armed forces preserve this area. Now, this is a UNESCO World Heritage Site. Many of the buildings here were built in the 19th century. Many of them are temples. temples, monuments and palaces. This is a huge source of income for so many people here in Kathmandu. All the tourists come to this particular area. It's not just important for them, but also because of what it provides for this country and its people.
That is the BBC's Yelda Hakim reporting from Kathmandu. Optimism about the job market that lifted U.S. consumer sentiment in April to its second highest level since 2007, according to the latest report. This is SRN News. Medical figures released by the government show the program's most prescribed drugs for seniors are generics, but the program actually spends the most on brand-name medications led by the heartburn drug Nexium.
The government data show more than a million healthcare providers prescribe $103 billion worth of medications under Medicare's popular Part D drug benefit in 2013. AstraZeneca's Nexium accounted for $2.5 billion of that spending, followed by $2.3 billion for GlaxoSmithKline's asthma drug Advair Diskus. There was $2.2 billion spent for AstraZeneca's anti-cholesterol blockbuster, Crestor.
That report from SRN's Keith Peters. New rules unveiled today by U.S. and Canadian transportation officials regarding rail tank cars. Those that are used to transport most crude oil and many other flammable liquids will have to be built to stronger standards to reduce the risk of catastrophic train crash and fire scenarios. More details at srnnews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBot. Turn me up. You haven't got me turned up. There you go. Turn me. All right. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBot. Linda is on. She's on.
Our. Hang on. Which mic am I on? Okay, I'm on now. We got Jerry back on our intern is back today. He's turning on the right buttons, but he's not the right buttons for us. Anyway, welcome back. Hey, it's 8:06 in the morning. 1st of May, Friday. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And the weather looks like, what's the weather look like today, Savannah?
Well, currently it is 66 degrees.
And tonight, it's going to be around 60 with a high today around 91. Tomorrow, a high near 85 with a low around 59. Saturday night, Sunday, another beautiful day. All of this right here in Northern California. But this is for Reading. Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. Veteran-owned business that has senior and veterans discounts. Give them a call, 365-3793. So, good morning, everybody. Let me see here. I want to talk about a couple other things here before we get started with our guest, Dr. Patty Bay. Walk a Mile in Her Shoes is a week from tomorrow. If you haven't signed up, you need to go to ospshasta.org, OSP, one safe place, shasta.org, and you can sign up. Or you can just donate. Or you can do like I did yesterday. I paid $50 to Joe Kameni. Big Tough Joe, if he paints his toenails red. And he said he would, so I gave him $50. When I probably could have gotten it for $25. He said, no, if it had gone into that, you would have cost you $100. So $50 was okay. To donate in support of the team or an individual, go to OSP Shasta. It's a week from tomorrow, north end of the Market Street Promenade. Walk starts at 10 a.m. Let me tell you, if you haven't done it, you need to do it. It's a lot of fun. Tomorrow is Saturday, May the 2nd at 1 p.m. is the Military Order of the Purple Heart is having their annual Gold Hills Golf Tournament. This is net proceeds will fund veterans assistance programs and scholarship funds. All monies will remain in the North State. You get a chance to win a Chevy Colorado 2015 with a hole-in-one. And the Reading Chamber of Commerce awarded the Reading chapter of the Military Order of the Purple Heart the 2014 Nonprofit of the Year. That's pretty cool. So for more information, call Bill Filan at 339-5449 or call Gold Hills and ask them. They're at 246-7867. And you can go out. You can still sponsor a hole out there. Okay. Welcome aboard. It is 8 after 8 here on the 1st of May, and I've got Dr. Patty Bay with me.
Hi, Carl.
Hello, Patty Bay.
Hi, Carl.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm fine. It's been a while since it's been forever since you've been on the show.
It's been a while.
It has, but we've got a topic today.
Yes, we do.
That we want to talk about. Death with dignity?
Yes, death with dignity. Very serious topic.
It is. And I've got the website pulled up, Death with Dignity National Center.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And tell us exactly what that is.
Death with Dignity, a lot of people know it's about dying in Oregon, and Californians often think about it as that. But states around the United States have been beginning to pass legislation that allows people to choose their own demise if they have a terminal illness. And in Oregon, that's defined as two physicians saying that you have 6 months or less left to live, and then you can choose to end your life. And there's other states that have passed it as well. Washington State has passed it, Vermont, and I believe Montana. But it's getting put up on legislation a lot, and it's coming to California. There is a movement to put it on legislation to allow death with dignity. And it's something that we need to be talking about. It's a personal choice for people. Some people absolutely would never, ever choose to do it because of religious beliefs or spiritual beliefs or fear, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And then other people want the choice. So as a state, we need to be talking about whether this should come to our state or not.
Okay. The thing that happens with this is the fact that some people have got debilitating diseases.
Yes.
That's killing them.
Yes.
Killing them slowly.
Yes.
And,
or you know, killing them torturously.
Torturously. People with, and I guess, would it be like with people with Alzheimer's? Would that be one of the reasons?
Well, because
that's kind of a toughie. But
yeah, the dementia diseases are different. Let's say it's a little more cut and dried. If you found out you had pancreatitis or pancreatic cancer.
Right.
And you had 3 months to live and it was going to be a gruesome and painful death, and you wanted the choice to be able to say goodbye to your relatives, put your affairs in order, and then die with dignity at your own choice, at your own speed, on the day you choose, with your family all around you. That's a little more cut and dried. What happens with the dementia diseases is when you are still able to say, I want this, because the way death with dignity works around the nation is not euthanasia. It's not a physician like Dr. Kevorkian used to do, actually injecting you with something that takes you out.
Yeah.
Death with dignity is about...
Based on what Dr. Kevorkian thought.
Right. Right. This is about two physicians saying you're within 6 months of dying. It's about they give you a prescription that you take. Somebody doesn't give it to you. Nobody euthanizes
you. Is this like
you.
A sleep thing?
Yeah. It's medication that will, for certain, take you out. And do it in a gentle and loving manner, at your choice, at your time. But with the Alzheimer's and other dementia diseases, and there's many, not just Alzheimer's, the person loses the capacity to be able to say, I'm ready. So when they're still able, at the beginning stages of a dementia disease, a doctor will not say they're within 6 months of dying. When they're finally within 6 months of dying, they're incapacitated, and then they can't administer a death with dignity protocol themselves. So dementia diseases will come later. And there may be something that can happen down the line with when you're in the early stages of dementia, maybe three people you're appointed to, like an attorney, your doctor, and your spouse, will know what your wishes are when you come to those end stages where you're no longer able to even dress yourself or feed yourself or swallow. But that's – Death with Dignity doesn't talk a lot about dementia diseases because that's so much more complicated. They're trying to get it just right now for people who – are in end life stages and can make that choice.
Okay. My guest is Dr. Patty Bay, and we're talking about death with dignity. It's a law in Oregon, I believe, mm-hmm. that people can do this.
Yes.
And also, I think, Washington State. And a young woman from here in California went up to Oregon because she had brain cancer.
Right.
And chose to end her life.
She was very brave, saying it, telling everybody what she was going to do and why.
Right. And did it on her own date. Everybody thought it was going to be a certain date. She said, it's today. So, okay, we want to talk about that. And when we get back, Carl Linda Bott, Linda is on assignment today. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Alliance Heating and Air. 20 years in the business, a veteran-owned business, does great work. He's our guy of choice here. Any type of make or model of air conditioning or heating systems, but now the air conditioning system is something we need to, if you haven't had it looked at, you need to have it. Have those filters cleaned, have those air ducts checked, make sure it's working and functioning perfectly, because it's just going to be really hot this year, and we could be having a lot of smoke in the air, so you want to be able to filter out the bad stuff. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. The time's 8:14 in the morning, 68 degrees out there. On the 1st of May, Friday, we'll be right back.
Celebrate the heritage of Shasta Lake City this Friday and Saturday at the annual Shasta Damboree. Enjoy the Big Idea Science Fair 9-1 at the Shasta Dam Visitor Center. Then the For Pete's Sake Show and Shine Poker Run Barbecue and 50s Music 4 to 8 p.m. in Claire Angle Park. Saturday's Pancake Breakfast is 6 to 10 a.m. at the Shasta Lake Fire Hall, followed by the parade and a day in the park with music, craft fair, and kids' activities till 5 p.m. For more information and entry forms, go online to ShastaDamboree.org. Come celebrate those who came to build a dam and stayed to build a dream at the Shasta Damboree this Friday and Saturday.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I have seen a big increase in the ethanol-free 93, so everyone's starting to do yard work. So come on in and fill up your jugs. We got another load of barbecue bottles in, so come in and grab an extra one. We just got a fresh load of race car fuel and methanol for all the off-highway tractor guys, red diesel, hydraulic oil, grease in barrels and tubes. We do sell bulk oil. If you need a quart or 55 gallons, we got you covered. If you need an extra storage tank, give us a call. We have a few used ones and comm vaults. Northern Lights Energy, where you can still talk to real people and not answering machines. Farm, ranch, logging, and construction, we cover them all. Corning, Weaverville, Redding, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Look at what's in your landscape and water according to the plant's needs. Shrubs and more established trees usually require less water than a lawn. Spread mulch around your plants and trees to increase the moisture-retaining ability of the soil and prevent weeds. And while you're at it, adjust your irrigation controller. 4 5-minute sessions of watering may be much more efficient than watering for 20 consecutive minutes. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
This is Cliff Duell with your local Reading Safari Club chapter, and we are inviting you to our May 2nd banquet at Wind River Casino at 5 p.m. We're going to have a live auction, drawing, games, lots of guns to be given away, and a 48-gun safe. Proceeds go to the veterans, and also a $1,000 high school scholarship will be awarded. For tickets, call Larry at 474-5075. You can also purchase your tickets at Trophy West Insurance or go to scireading.org. See you there.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay-neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us East Side Road off of 273.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 8:18 in the morning, 68 degrees out there, going up to 89 today, maybe even to 90. Beautiful weather. And it's going to be beautiful all weekend long. It's a little bit warm, but it's going to be beautiful. Sunshiny and all that. Weather brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. Locally owned, locally operated, started 6 years ago and has been a huge success. Why? Because of customer service. John Bastiani and his crew provide great customer service on any type of work you want on your guns. two really, really qualified gunsmiths there, including John Bastiani.
They're awesome in there.
They are awesome in there. Okay, this is, you know, Dr. Patty Bay is my guest, but yeah, they are. They're really, really good in there, and they care about their customers too. That's the best thing. Give them a call at 222-8222 or just stop by 2539 Larkspur, and I tell you, you're going to have a great experience. Opened, they're opened Tuesday through Saturday, closed Sunday and Monday. And by the way, big shout out for John and Sarah, who have a little baby girl now, about 20 days old. Yeah, you know, and you see John, his eyes are kind of, you know. Charles, good morning.
Yes. It's interesting that we're having this topic at the same time that Obamacare is taking over more and more health care decisions all the time, and Obamacare. Then, you know, to have some government bureaucrat say, okay, well, we think it's, you know, we think it's your time to go, so that's the only health care option you're going to have available to you, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, it's the, you know.
Well, that's one of the things.
We're going to be on the first step or more of a slippery slope that's going to lead down to some places where I'm not sure we want to go as a society if we go down this step of, you know, healthcare officials under Obamacare and bureaucrats, et cetera, who ultimately will wind up making these decisions. And the Netherlands already mentally incapacitated nursing home residents, some of them are already being euthanized without their consent, advanced or otherwise, because they want to make room for other residents, I suppose. But
hey, Charles.
I mean, this has been going on in the Netherlands for years.
Okay, hey, Charles. Let
will get their physician to prescribe their death with dignity drugs, and they will purchase them and put them away and never use them. There's a beautiful video called How to Die in Oregon, and it touches your heart when you see someone else with other kinds of really torturous diseases.
Charles, and I see what you're saying, because and we've talked about the death panels and these things where the government can say you're not going to get these drugs, sayonara. These two are apples and oranges, but I am concerned that the government gets into it.
Well,
I've also read about what happened.
Involved in the practice of medicine, increasingly, doctors are not even free to make their own decisions 90% of the time anymore.
And you're right. We've had doctors on here, and many of them have said this, that it's getting, the bureaucracy is getting to be so much. Well, Dr. Bay knows that too. Okay, Charles, thanks a lot. Have a great weekend, buddy.
Thank you, Charles.
Thank you.
Said this, but this is a fear that people have.
Sure.
That as soon as you pass a law that says you as an individual can choose death, it's like, okay, we're going to, you know, okay, we're going to start an income tax here, and it's only going to be like half of 1%, you know, and then, you know, years later, it is now, you know, like 50% of anything you make. That once you start this, that, well, can a bureaucracy wade into it? I mean, the scary part is that, well, you've got this disease, and you hear them saying it all the time, is most money is spent in the last 6 months and the first 6 months
of
your life. So with that kind of attitude, is there going to be a point, and this is what people fear, I believe, is there going to be a point where it's like the government takes that next step?
I think there's always a possibility that that's going to happen, and that's what we are all watching for and trying to do in many political arenas. The thing we have to remember is that this law has been in place in Oregon for 20 years, and it has really worked much more smoothly than people realize. Many people have felt comforted by the ability to have the choice and have never used it, filled the drugs and kept them, and then died naturally. And they thought that people would start to take advantage of it and kill off their relatives and things like that. And they just haven't seen this happening in Oregon. It has actually
– never thought of that one.
It created a
lot
of
beauty. But
it has
to be the person themselves have to be the ones that bring this up, not your brother.
Right. You have to be able to be aware enough to talk to your doctors and say, this is what I choose. And two doctors have to be able to say you're within 6 months of dying. So it is a personal choice. Now, some people don't want that choice. And the issue of would the government get involved and start saying we're going to kill off people because they're sick, I think that's been an issue.
That's
the
not
choices.
The words they would use. That's right. Not the words they would use. We know that.
Right.
You know.
Well, let's define something here, Carl. There's a difference between death with dignity and euthanasia. Euthanasia is where, like when we gracefully put our animal down, we euthanize that animal because we have said, I don't want that animal to be tortured anymore.
To suffer anymore.
To suffer
anymore. No, that's
anymore.
Why we do it.
And
yep.
We do that with beauty and grace.
And sometimes we let that animal go too long because yep. We don't want that animal to leave us.
Right.
When in reality, we should have let it go.
Right. So that's the last great gift we can give an animal that we love. And that's euthanasia, where someone else decides this is your time and somebody else administers what happens with the that brings you over into death. With death with dignity, you are either choosing to end your own life with drugs if somebody will prescribe them for you, or there's other ways for people to exit that aren't even drugs. They can stop eating and drinking water and gracefully take themselves out. There's different ways, but that is a personal choice, not a choice made for you. So separate death with dignity from euthanasia.
My daughter works in a hospice.
Mm-hmm.
She's a nurse in
mm-hmm.
a hospice.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how much longer she can be in there because she is a caring person and she loves her patients.
Mm-hmm.
In 1 week, she lost like three. A hospice is there at the end of a person's life.
Right.
And frankly, I think that drugs are prescribed in there to keep them pain-free.
Right.
But in a lot of these pain-free conditions, it's kind of like another step for – I mean, it just – they seem to pass away.
In hospice care and palliative care, there is something called terminal sedation.
Mm-hmm.
And that is when a person is at the very end of their life and they are given pain medication that eases their pain and also eases them gently into passing over. It's not euthanasia, but it is a terminal sedation. And it isn't a whole lot different than death with dignity. Once somebody, even right now, if you found out you had 6 months to live, you could be put on hospice care.
Right. My mother was in a hospice at the end,
mm-hmm.
and I was lucky enough to get back from Iraq or from combat area there to be back for when she was there.
Mm-hmm.
And as did my my daughter and everybody was able to join her before she passed away. But she was in that last stage, and she was in a lot of pain, not so much from cancer or anything like that, as just in a great deal of pain.
Right.
So that was something that I watched, and I was with her when she passed.
It's difficult any way you look
yeah,
at it.
It is.
People don't make these decisions.
Well, she made
in
no
a
decision because
sort of
she was unconscious at that mm-hmm. point, and they were keeping her sedated, and it was just a matter of time when her heart just stopped,
right?
Like that.
Right.
But I understand this thing is one of the things that you have to make your is the choices in your life. We've made choices in the military and police work and other firemen and other people is that you make a choice sometimes that you know, and that next instant you could be dead.
Right.
I mean, that's just – and sometimes you don't make the choice. It's just you know in the next instant you could be dead. And when you're not and you look around and you go, wow, I should have been dead. But having that choice is something because you've made that choice to be where you're at.
Right.
People say, well, you just can't pick where you die. Well, that's not true. You can pick where you die.
Sometimes
you can pick the time. You can also pick the time. It doesn't mean that's wrong.
Part of what we're talking about is as human beings, we like to have control, whether it's control over reproduction or control over our children or control of our marriage or control of our living or dying. And so the idea of death with dignity is when you are in the most out of control state in terms of your health is failing and you're dying, you would like to be able to choose how that occurs. And what death with dignity is let's give people the right to choose. Now, if you don't choose it because of beliefs you have or it doesn't sit well with you, that's perfectly your right.
Yeah. That's one of the articles here we have. I have the Death with Dignity website on.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you what, we're going to take a quick break. I'm going to talk about that because we talk about the spiritual side of this. And how people face this, being very spiritual and living in the community of God,
mm-hmm.
and the idea of ending your life can be very painful, if not scary, because this is not according to teachings. On the other hand, there's I want to talk about this when we get back and how this is addressed. And I know that you all have done this before. I'm here with Dr. Patty Bay. We're talking death with dignity. And we'll be right back after these messages. It's 8:30 in the morning on May the 1st, Friday, 70 degrees out there. 605-4567. You have a question for Dr. Bay, please give us a call. The other question was, is this the first step on that slippery slope to death by government? And this is, you know, this is something that can't be answered except for the fact that this death with dignity, this type of law they have in Oregon, the government's not in it at all.
No,
this is
an
individual and their doctors.
And it's worked well for 20 years.
We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
This Saturday night, auto racing returns, and the Mayweather-Pacquiao pay-per-view is on. For only $7.50, come for the races and witness the fight on the big screen. That's the deal of the century. You'll see the Hornets, Mini Stocks, Bombers, Late Models, and the fight. Napa Auto Parts presents auto racing, along with Harvest Printing, Anderson Tire Factory, and Anderson RV. It's a spectacular night out with delicious food from Cicada Cantina, Logan's Roadhouse, and Joe's Burger Shack. Top that with Pepsi Coors Light or Blue Moon, and you are ready for the contest. Come for the fun, stay for the fight. Auto racing is back at Shasta Speedway. Be sure to see the My Team Team Driving School. It's a Saturday night loaded with fun, auto racing, great food, and a fight. And then, get ready for NASCAR on May 30th as the K&N Pro Series West thunders into Shasta Speedway. Started right this Saturday night with auto racing and about for the history books. Mayweather, Pacquiao. Pay-per-view on the big screen at Shasta Speedway in Anderson.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was, one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460. Carl Lindabaugh. Linda's on assignment today. The time is 8:34 in the morning, 72 degrees out there. 605-4567 is our phone number here. If you've got questions here for Dr. Patty Bay, we're talking death with dignity. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue across from the subway there. Another veteran-owned business, can I say. And another example of great, great service from a business that is veteran owned. Great haircuts. Prices are outstanding. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold. What can I say? It's a great place to go into. It's the Cheers of barbershops. Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. And by the way, the guys there say hi to Rich. You know, we always talk, and there's other people in there get their haircut, and they go, "Hey, how's Rich?" I mean, they're, you know, they do. They talk.
Rich loves those guys, but he shaves his head now, so he's
that's what I told him. I said he shaves his head that way. You know, when he headbutts people, he doesn't leave DNA,
right?
something like that. Anyway, but so please pass this on to him. That all the guys say that.
I'll tell
Cypress him. Square Barbershop. Our guest, Dr. Patty Bay.
Death with dignity.
I'm somebody has said something in here that that I just saw in the chat room. It doesn't have anything to do with what we're talking about, but it made me wonder what they're talking about there.
Oh.
anyway, yeah, we're talking death with dignity. I've got it on. I've got the website up, and this is about spirituality, mm-hmm. and that this kind of thing is that they approach the final challenge in our life in the same manner as we approached all of our challenges. And if God's part of it like this, and some people this would say that I cannot, you know. It's all good conscience. This is what I believe in. This is I cannot take that. I cannot make that decision to take my own life. Mm-hmm. But nobody's trying to force people to do that.
No, I think it's a personal choice.
Yeah.
And it's an interesting fuzzy line when you stop to think about it. Is it death with dignity only if a physician prescribes drugs that will take you out? Or is it still death with dignity if you choose to stop eating and drinking on your own? Is it death with dignity if you are in hospice care and you're getting terminal sedation where you are gently fading out?
They're fading you out.
They're fading you out in a way that is controlling your pain. And it's beautiful. If you've ever been with somebody on hospice, and I have done that with many people, it's a beautiful thing to watch with their family around loving them and holding their hands. And where's the fine line, Carl? That's what we're talking about.
I know.
The idea of death with dignity is that we get some choice and we get to be a active participant in a very, very important time in our lives.
Well, that, you know, and I understand that. And I guess it's it's the government thing that people worry about. And the fact is that if a person decides to do that, the other part is you can't, it is to do away with the judgment side of it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they weren't, you know. They could have stayed up. They could have tried harder. They could have, you know, maybe, you know, they could have had an operation. They could have done these things. Some people said, no, I don't want to do that. I could have done that, but I'm not going to do that. I'm just not going to prolong this. And then they let go.
And the interesting thing with the people that I've worked with in my private practice that are terminally ill, nobody knows what they've gone through unless you've walked in their shoes. You don't know how many drugs they've tried, how many surgeries they've had, how much torture they've gone through before they finally say enough. You might be on the outside looking in saying you should have tried harder, but you don't know unless you're that person. And that's what Death with Dignity is about, is you get to walk your own path and you get to choose how you want to leave. Do you want to leave bit by bit with an illness? And you might choose that for a lot of reasons. Or do you want to have a little bit of control?
What's the opposite side of this, Patty? There's people that are fighting this like crazy.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. There's.
So let's talk about that.
Okay. There are arguments against death with dignity. One is the sanctity of life. And mm-hmm. Some of the statistics are that many people that choose death with dignity that have been around the country for a while now, many of them would call themselves devout religious people in whatever religion. Let's not even single out a religion.
Yeah, because whether it's a mosque or
Buddhism or right. Christianity, doesn't matter. Many religions will say suicide is mm-hmm. wrong. So many people that have chosen death with dignity would say that they are devoutly religious. But that is the sanctity of life issue for it. The passive resistance for death and the active participation in death, there's a distinction there. And people that are against death with dignity say it's wrong to actively assist.
Actively assist being from doctors?
Anyone, yourself.
Are doctors, you know, I guess you could go if you're looking at it from that way. A doctor doing that, and I don't know if we can tie this into abortion and all this, but mm-hmm. the ending of life.
Mm-hmm.
I can see where people would have a problem with that. Is that you've essentially killed these people by providing the drugs for them to kill themselves. And, you know, just taking it strictly from that point of view, that's not, you know, not even addressing how long it took to do this and all the background on that.
But what's interesting is even with abortion issues, there are people that do not believe in abortion but would say if a woman has been raped or if is pregnant through molest, one of the reasons—
And it's a danger to their lives.
It's a danger to their lives, or it's torturous because of those emotional issues, that they would say in
there's
that case—
there.
There's exceptions, right. And that's kind of what we're talking about. Should we live our life to the fullest? Should we face our adversity and meet our challenges? Absolutely. Do I in any way agree with emotional and mental illness and suicide happening? No. And I am a psychologist who actively helps people become not suicidal. It is
absolutely—
it's a
that's
huge
your job.
Goal in
that's
my practice.
Job.
It is my job. This is a different issue.
This is a person that's reached the end.
Yes, and is in a torturous condition, and not just financially, in pain, being put through a lot, dragging their family down, living. The people that usually choose to go out by death with dignity are in the most incredible amount of physical and emotional pain that you can imagine. And unless you've walked in their shoes, you don't know what that feels like.
Okay, so what's another argument against this?
So the potential—
okay, one of them is
the sanctity of life. Okay, another one is passive versus active assistance.
Right.
The potential for abuse.
Okay, this is a big thing. I think this one of all things has people scared.
This is the one that scared people in Oregon the most.
Yeah.
And what they have found is that is far less of an issue than they thought it would be.
Has there ever been a case where there's been a question?
None that I know of.
Okay. It'd be interesting to see if, you know, that anytime, and here's, it's like anytime that there is something like this, or I guess anything, mm-hmm. there's a chance of abuse.
My dad always used to say, if you can think of it, it's happened.
Yeah. So that's a good saying there.
Navy commander.
Well, hoorah. But so the point is that it can be abused. And I think that people are thinking that even though it's not affecting them personally in the sense that they wouldn't do that, but the idea that somebody could be railroaded into this somehow, you know, where decisions made for somebody for financial gain or personal gain, like, gosh, you know what? If, you know, I'm having a real problem with him because he's got this disease and I really want to—
I'm sick of changing his depends.
His depends.
I
want to go out and have a good time and, you know, that kind of thing.
Could that
happen? I don't
Absolutely.
Happen.
You know, Carl—
thanks for you saying that, because you're looking at this from an honest point of view. Could that happen? Yes.
Well, can it happen with everything?
Yes.
If somebody gets a CCW and they personally carry a weapon, can they abuse that? Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Even if they've had a lot of training. Can we abuse any kind of medical procedure? Can somebody do surgery on somebody just for monetary gain and doesn't care if they harm someone? Absolutely. There is a potential for abuse.
And we've had that right here in town.
We
have.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There is a potential for abuse in every single walk of life.
You buy butane. Is that to light your lighter up? No, it's to make honey oil.
You buy a can of spray paint. Are you going to paint your chair or are you going to go do graffiti?
You're going to be huffing.
Yeah, or huffing.
Do people still huff?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Not as much.
No. Oh, I've got Savannah back here. She's kind of looking around. She goes, oh, that's old. That is so old,
that is
Carl.
So old, yeah.
That is so old. Okay.
But
sorry.
Yes, there is potential for abuse. So the other thing is the professional integrity.
Okay.
For when we're talking about death with dignity. Right. Who has the professional integrity to really step back and say, is this person truly in pain, truly dying, truly in need of this right of death with dignity? And that's the same as the potential for abuse. We're looking at the honor of families, physicians, of people. And again, the 20 years in Oregon has shown that this has withstood this test of time, that there is a lot of integrity with families, with patients, with physicians.
Okay. We're going to take a break here in a couple minutes, but going back to that one, and I think that's the potential for abuse is what's got a lot of people upset, because people aren't trusting the government anymore. I mean, from the national level down to the city level, even people don't trust government, and so when they see something like this, they do that. They do that, that double checker.
People are going to do it to me.
Yeah, people are going. If this is a law right now, it's got that law of unintended consequences. Like when they passed the Wildlife Act, you know, the preservation of wildlife back in the 70s, they were thinking of these cute little otters out on the it wasn't just wildlife, but, you know, everything, environment. They were thinking of these cute little otters floating off the coast of California, right? Oh, we're going to save them. Not realizing they were saving fairy shrimp and grass, you know, and things like this.
Right.
And endangered species and all this. So there was a law of unintended consequences here. I think that's what bothers people, is that you do something like this, and if there's a way the government can get into it, this is the fear.
We have to remember that no matter what we do, we leave a footprint.
Yep.
If we walk across a pristine meadow, we leave a footprint, even if our intention is to do no harm. So we have to be aware of the power we have as human beings and the choices that we make. But does that mean that we don't step into choices? No, we have to step into choices thoughtfully. And the idea of death with dignity, that someone could do it to you, right now, the way it's being legislated and the way it works in Oregon, is the person has to be able to take it themselves.
Oh, they can't be just be fed it.
Okay. You can't be fed it. They have to be aware enough to say, I'm done. I'm doing this to myself. So no one can accuse anyone of assisted suicide.
If you've got questions, a lot of questions on here. I mean, Patty's, Dr. Bay, is hitting a lot of these. I call her Patty because we're friends. Our families are friends. And but they've got this on the Death with Dignity website. Here has a lot of things like end of life resources. You can read all about it.
Yes.
And it things like advanced directive forms, my directive, Alzheimer's disease and dementia, mental health advanced directive. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of things that are covered here.
I love that website because it really gives both sides of the issue.
No,
it doesn't try to convince anyone. It doesn't take a political stand. It's just saying we want people to have the right.
Right.
And that we're trying to bring it to California.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. Carl Bott here with Dr. Patty Bay. We're talking death with dignity. It's 74 degrees out there right now. 74 degrees. It's gone up 10 degrees since we started here at 7 o'clock this morning. It is 8:47 in the morning on the 1st of May. Our phone line's here, 605-4567. Give us a call if you got a question for Dr. Bay about this. Death with dignity. Should you have that right to make that decision to end your own life? With a physician's advice or even without a physician's advice. We'll be right back.
Celebrate the heritage of Shasta Lake City this Friday and Saturday at the annual Shasta Damboree. Enjoy the Big Idea Science Fair 9-1 at the Shasta Dam Visitor Center. Then the For Pete's Sake Show and Shine Poker Run Barbecue and 50s Music 4 to 8 p.m. in Claire Angle Park. Saturday's Pancake Breakfast is 6 to 10 a.m. at the Shasta Lake Fire Hall, followed by the Parade and a Day in the Park with Music, Craft Fair, and Kids Activities till 5 p.m. For more information and entry forms, go online to ShastaDamboree.org. Come celebrate those who came to build a dam and stayed to build a dream at the Shasta Damboree this Friday and Saturday.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Shelly is grateful for birthdays and girlfriends. Her friend Laura encouraged her to get a mammogram on her birthday at MD Imaging's Women's Imaging Center. The Women's Imaging Center's devotion to women's health and quality images makes MD Imaging the right choice. Now, Shelly visits MD Imaging every year on her birthday. From our new 3D mammography screening to ultrasound, breast MRIs to biopsies, MD Imaging is defining what's next.
Reading Rodeo Week is quickly approaching, and the festivities start with the biggest little steak feed under the stars, happening May 9th, 2015. Gates open at 5:30 to dinner, dancing, and live entertainment by The Billies. Tickets are available now for the Steak Feed and the Reading Rodeo. Grab them at readingrodeo.com or stop in to the rodeo box office.
Want to have a great cup of specialty coffee that is reasonably priced? Well, head on down to Tobacco and Brew. Located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew can fulfill all of your coffee and tea needs.
Then walk next door to the most complete tobacco shop in Northern California. Veterans discounts, e-cigs of all sizes and flavors, a walk-in humidor that has the finest cigars as noted in Cigar Aficionado. Tobacco and Brew, coffee, wine, tea, and a fully stocked tobacco emporium. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Open 7 days a week. We'll see you there.
Had to when I see things like that.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Linda is on assignment. The reason we're laughing right now is because we have our intern, Jerry, is on this. And Jerry turned on the mics before, you know, before he looked at me for me to say, okay, we're ready. And when he does that, and Patty Bay and I are talking, we're talking about things going on here in town, and we may not want that to go out over the air like that. I hope it didn't. Anyway, hey, it's 10 till 9 here on Friday, May the 1st.
Happy May Day.
74 degrees. Happy May Day. Outdoor beer drinking and bicycle riding and starts today. Today it's going to be a high near 91. Wow. 91. Here it is. We're here. It's going to be a scorcher. We had the Hot Shots and Smoke Jumpers on yesterday. Two great representatives of those two groups. And they're looking, they're saying, you know, we're crossing our fingers, but this is bad. This year could be
the one. Between drought and heat, we could have a
drought and heat.
Season.
There's no snowpack, and it already is so dry. And they've already had a couple of fires already. Mm-hmm. They've had them out. Yeah. So he said this one could just be – they're hoping that, you know, we don't get the lightning strikes and all this. But anyway, hey, the weather's always brought to you by our friends at Shasta Gas Propane, where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer, a veteran-owned business, locally owned and operated, senior and veterans discounts. Give them a call, 365-3793. And speaking of local businesses, is Mighty Fine Foods. Great group. That's a family-owned business that has everything you could possibly want. 1,000 different types of drinks there, including over 250 beers and over 350 liquor or wine choices. This is our kind of place. Plus a full deli, and they have barbecue like you can't believe. And they've always got sales going on for the weekend. It's your one stop on the way to the lake.
Where are they located?
They're located at 299 and Deschutes Road. It's right down there. It's on the way out to where we shoot at. You know that, Patty. And they have the last Tuesday of every month, all customers, 55 and over, get 10% off. Excludes alcohol, tobacco, propane, and licenses.
Pays to be getting old.
Hey, it does. It helps out. And, of course, it's a father and son business right here. And they started this business many years ago, but the DeFuhr family has been in here for over 80 years. And see, on May the 23rd, they're helping the VFW Post 275 with their memorial and the barbecue and art show out in Round Mountain. You know, so many things they're doing right over here at Mighty Fine, the corner of 299 and Deschutes. Okay. Patty Bay is our guest. Dr. Patty Bay is our guest. And we're what?
There was the one other thing about death with dignity I wanted to make sure we talked about.
Yep.
It's kind of what is referred to as the wink and the nod.
The wink and the nod.
The wink and the nod.
Okay.
Yeah. What we have to realize is that death with dignity has been happening forever.
Is it really?
Look back before medicine had the advances that we have that keep people alive. People would they'd get terminally ill and they would die, and sometimes they would choose to take themselves out. Nobody said anything. You had your choices. But as we evolved as a society and medicine began to extend people's lives, hugely so, sometimes way beyond what it should happen, there began to be this thing that's kind of the wink and the nod. Everybody mm-hmm. knew, whether it was the hospice workers or the palliative care workers or the doctors or the family, everybody knew that the person was choosing to go, but nobody was saying it out loud. So it's kind of the wink and the nod. We know what we're doing here, but we're not going to say it out loud. So it already has been an effect.
It's been around. You know that doctors have ended lives of people.
Of course. Because they're humane.
Right.
Just like we would choose to end a suffering pet's life, doctors sometimes say, I can't watch this person suffer anymore. And they're asking me, I need to help. And they do it with the wink and the nod. Nobody says it out loud.
Yeah. And here, let me give you this prescription for 60 sleeping pills.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now use it carefully.
Use it carefully.
And this is the interesting thing, Carl. It's not as easy to kill yourself as you think. I tell my clients all the time, every single type of suicide has its survivor.
Oh, yeah.
You can blow half your face off. You can go over a 700-foot cliff and live. You can decide to take sleeping pills and just trash your liver or create brain damage. You can live through any type of suicide.
We had a guy shoot himself in the head with a 9mm. Took out one of his eyes, and the bullet itself circled his head underneath the skin and popped out the other side.
Yeah.
Didn't kill him. He lost his eye.
There is no guarantee. So one of the things that people that do want to die with death with dignity, when they start researching, how do I do this, they start to find out taking those 60 sleeping pills that they have may not do it. It may just put you into a coma. It may just damage your liver.
Or it may just put you so you're still alive, but now you're not moving.
You're a vegetable.
Now even worse.
And you know it.
Yeah.
That would be the worst
part.
That's
the worst thing.
So the idea that you could just take the pain pills they give you is not as easy as you think. Most doctors will tell you if you take an overdose of drugs, you're going to vomit them up. And so it's not as easy as you think.
Again, it's something that, I'm not sure how I feel. I mean, I believe that if that comes, that point, that I can make peace with my God.
Yeah.
And if I decide to end it for that. Because I just believe that this is a very forgiving God and that he understands God understands the fact that I'm at that point in my life. The other thing, though, is that some people think they're at that point in their life. And it's more of a, everything's going.
But we're not talking about mental illness.
Okay, we're not talking about
depression.
We're talking about actual physical illness.
That can be diagnosed.
Okay.
That physicians can say, yes, Carl, there's no way we can bring your pancreas or your liver back.
Okay.
You're
and that you're going to die in this period and it's going to be painful and, okay. That, I guess, is the thing. It's a physical disease as opposed to
mental illness.
Things aren't going good today.
Yeah.
Which is so unfortunate for people. I mean, I've never, ever, ever considered suicide. And when I see people that have.
It's sad.
For reasons just because they're sad.
The hopelessness and the torture that they go through is real. But we have treatment for mental illness
that
is often extremely effective.
Yes.
I have people that say to me when they treat their suicidal ideation and their underlying depression, they say things like, I didn't believe the world was in color. I thought it was in black and white.
And see, that's the scary thing is that people make these decisions. Kids make this decision. Based on God knows what.
So and suicide is a whole different issue.
It's a different issue.
And we need to do a show on suicide and anti-suicide and teenage suicide. In fact, I've got a wonderful young man who's going to be doing a senior project on teens not killing themselves, and he and I will come and be on your show.
I would love to do that because it is a total 180 away from what we're talking right now.
Mm-hmm.
Suicide.
Very
and,
different.
And that type of a suicide for mental reasons – for depression or from just some, maybe it's a bad week, as opposed to making that decision to end your life based on a physical illness that's going to kill you.
What I really want to leave people with is that it takes a tremendous amount of courage to choose death with dignity. And we can't judge people who need to make that choice. It is personal. It is their own journey of torturous pain. And what do they need to do to take control of their demise? Death with dignity for somebody who is a very loving, spiritual, kind person, family person, cares about their world and their family and their career. When they choose death with dignity, it is often beautiful and it is often courageous. It's not a chicken's way out. It takes guts.
Yeah. Well, I understand. I can understand that. I can understand the part where there's no way you're going to get better.
Yeah.
But then, that decision being made.
And most people choosing death with dignity would say, I don't want to go out too soon. I only want to go out when it's really necessary. And the Oregon law over 20 years has really substantiated that. People often wait and then often never even choose to activate
their
plan.
Well, that's the thing. And at the end, they don't anyway.
Yeah.
It's just it's kind of like having – okay, I don't want to make it too simplistic, but people that carry, the chances of ever using that to save your life or to, you know, somebody else's life are very, 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 very rare. Mm-hmm. But you've got that. But you've got the capability. So I can understand is that I don't know how bad this illness is going to be. It could be so. It's so painful that just waking up, every part of me is screaming, you know, with pain. But they don't use it because for whatever reason.
And watching the video, How to Die in Oregon, is beautiful. Really displays that.
We could have one here in Redding, How to Die in Redding, except it has something to do with a honey oil lab explosion.
Or the heat.
Dr. Patty Bay, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank
and
you,
being with us. I know this is a tough subject, but we wanted to bring it out. We brought out, I think, both sides on this. But come on back with your student there about the on the suicides with young people.
He and I will be on this summer.
Hey, everybody, have a great time. Remember the Safari Club International tomorrow night with the super time, 5 o'clock. Give Larry a call, 474-5075, and, of course, the Purple Heart Golf Tournament. And then next Monday, Enjoy the Magazine will be with us talking about what's going on in our great area. Remember, good guys against the bad guys.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Involved in the arrest of Freddie Gray are being charged in his death, which a medical examiner has ruled a homicide. The officers face a series of criminal charges, including
second degree depraved heart murder, involuntary manslaughter, second-degree negligent assault.
Baltimore State's Attorney Marilyn Mosby presenting a laundry list of charges during a late-morning news conference, adding there was no probable cause for Gray's arrest in the first place,
as no crime had been committed by Mr. Gray.
The Baltimore Police Officers Union issuing a statement that reads in part, "As tragic as this situation is, none of the officers involved are responsible for the death of Mr. Gray." Gray's arrest touched off more than a week of demonstrations in Baltimore, including Monday's riots. Also at SRNNews.com, Nepal issuing